You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
I'll tell you what, if there's someone who knows Apocalypse, it's certainly not Nathan Haynes. he knows how to zhush up a lovely day with some fine music. Or a night. This track's called Last Night. Now, if I could have my wish, I'd have Nathan Haynes in the studio right now. But I mean, what would I have to do to get that to happen? Oh. On another topic, yeah, I agree with you, Texter, who just said about that Metallica song with no bass in it. I think they've acknowledged that, though. It was a pretty bad recording. A31 on 95 BFM. Oh my God! You'll never guess what just mind back, ladies and gentlemen. How many years, Nathan?
25, mate.
25 years. 25 years ago. You released an album called Shift Left, and what about that album? What about that album? Here we are playing it 25 years ago, 25 years later on 95BFM. Probably Placey played it first anyway.
I think you probably did, actually. I was thinking that.
And what a 25 years it's been. You know, it's like the album is still, apparently it says here on the press release, still New Zealand's highest selling jazz album.
Yeah, well,
that'll piss some of those jazzers off, won't it?
I guess the thing was, at the time, I wanted to do something new and mix up the genres, and there was a lot of that sort of stuff going on in the 90s, you probably remember.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'd come out of listening to 90s hip-hop, and I wanted to introduce some of that into the music that I grew up with, because my dad's a jazzer.
He's a jazzer, and then you were a jazzer with your dad for a long time as well.
Around
that time, you're still doing that, eh?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we started in the 80s playing in bands called Jazz Committee and Free Bass and around Cool Celeb and High Street back then in the 80s, 90s.
That was the day when people say back in the day, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Now people might notice you're saying that you've just woken up. Man, you're a little bit husky.
I am, Mikey. Well, yeah, I'm, you know, in late 2017, I was diagnosed with throat cancer, so I survived that.
Good man! Woohoo! Yay!
I lost half my throat. I lost half my throat in the process. I had to relearn how to swallow. I couldn't even swallow water for about 2 or 3 months, and I was very ill. I was in hospital for a long time, but... you know,
aside from huskiness, you look the picture of good health, to be honest.
Thanks, mate. I feel bloody fantastic, actually, Mikey.
It must have been very scary, obviously, because what you do is you toot the horn. That's what you do.
Yeah, well, I remember having a conversation with my surgeon just before the surgery, and he said, "What's the most important to you, your voice or being able to play?" And I said, "I really want to be able to play." So he chose a procedure where I was able to keep my control of my larynx and all the back pressure needed to play the horn. And to be honest,
wow, that's so freaky! Wow.
I was playing pretty much like a few weeks out. I was still actually in hospital, but I managed
music
to.
Music addict, eh?
Well, I tell you, that's you know, this time in my life, music is, apart from my wife and Zoot, my son, who's four. You know, music now is more important to me than ever, man. It's just the gift that keeps on giving, you know.
Zoot listens every morning with Nathan on the way to school or daycare,
obviously. Yeah.
And doesn't believe that we know each other. And but we do. We're good friends. We've known each other for ages. Hi, Zoot. Morning.
Hi, Zooty.
A remastered edition is coming out for Record Store Day. Yes, celebrate, sir.
Yeah, so this record that we made all the way back then, it's, yeah, Universal have been working alongside them, and we've put together some really cool remixes. So I got my old mate P Money to do a really cool remix, and Julian Dine, another good friend, who's been doing some great stuff recently.
Yeah, so we're just about to play the Julian Dine remix. Yep.
And also my good friend Frank Booker, he's been doing great stuff internationally for many years, and we've been working together for over 10 years.
Now, you're on Saturday at Real Groovy Records in Queen Street. You're going to be doing
Friday? Friday, yeah, tomorrow.
Oh, okay, so it's as part of Record Store Day, which is on Saturday. It's because the release is... The Record Store Day is the release of the vinyl? The remastered vinyl, is that right?
I think the vinyl's coming out tomorrow, is it?
Both out tomorrow.
Day before, you're hopping the day before Record Store Day. Okay, sure, fair enough.
We're getting in early, mate. Early doors, you know.
All right, and so Friday night at Queen Street from 5 till 6. That's when you're playing. So you're doing a special Chopin-y release, re-release.
We're going to do like an hour set. We've got a six-piece band.
Oh, wow, cool.
We're going to be doing some of the stuff from Shift Left plus some brand new stuff, which we haven't really performed before. So that's going to be really fun. I've never done it. I've been shopping at Real Groovy since I was at Northcote College back in the 80s.
Yeah.
I remember getting the bus in, Birkenhead Transport, and getting the bus in to buy vinyl at Real Groovy, you know.
That's an Aucklander right there, eh? The thing you'll notice, I played there once when we did the Darcy Clay thing.
The thing
that I noticed is that even when you're right in the zone, you're still flicking your eyes over the bins. It's really, you're still going, actually, I've got to have a look over there.
Hey,
look at this. What about this? So that's happening. And also, for people who can't make it along on Friday, you in August are going to be playing two very, very exciting and groundbreaking performances.
Well, my friend Campbell Smith, who's sort of come back on board into my life, he was my manager, you know, 25 years ago, but Campbell
people might know him from years and years ago, around those years, as Roy the Lawyer.
Yes, Roy the Lawyer, which is when I met him. And so Campbell puts together Auckland City Limits, but he also does a lot of big gigs. So he said to me, right, Nathan, we've got a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to do some shows. You want to do the Civic?
And perfect.
So, you know, I've been, once again, I remember going to see Star Wars at the Civic.
Yeah.
When Star Wars came out. And so...
Well, there's been some amazing, musical performances there recently as well, you know?
Actually, the first time I played there, I supported Brian Ferry. Was about 10 years ago or more. So I've only played there once, never headlined there, so that's something I'm really looking forward to.
Well, so you're playing in Wellington at the Opera House on the 23rd of August and the 24th at the Civic. Tickets on sale from Ticketmaster. When do they go on sale? Do we know that?
Tomorrow, I think.
On sale now.
Oh, they're on sale now. There we go, on sale now, ladies and gentlemen. So you can book them right now. You could go and buy Shift Left on the re-release of Shift Left with the extra remixes and stuff like that on it.
Yep.
You can buy that as of Friday, you could make it part of your record stay, a record store day drift net as you go around and purchase more and more records and more records.
More
how many
vinyl.
Records, how much vinyl that you've purchased in your life? I took stock of that this morning and
I sold a lot.
Knocked me off my feet.
I've still got several thousand.
Yeah, I know.
In the lounge, you know.
Oh, no.
But I've narrowed down my collection. I just got rid of all the shit.
Yeah.
And it's just all a lot of old jazz stuff and Brazilian stuff and soul, funk, you know.
Yeah. All right. Lovely. Hey, Nathan, it's so nice to see you, man.
Congratulations on
25 years after releasing that album. Which, you know, when you released it, it was the best you could do at the time, and everyone just, you know, it was a snapshot of a moment. But it turns out it wasn't just a snapshot of a moment. It was worthwhile still listening to after 25 years and re-releasing.
Yeah. I mean, I was pretty much over it as soon as I made it, and I remember I just wanted to get out of the country, and, you know, and get back to London. But, you know, all these years later, it's got some good moments, and it's been good to revisit it and revisit my 22-year-old brain, which wasn't too bad.
Yeah. So the little musical notes and stuff you play there where you think to yourself, oh, I remember when I wrote that, but that particular little bit. Gosh, I was a young scamp. What was I up to?
Having a good time, I think that's what I was up to.
Oh, sounds like that's still the case.
Yes, absolutely.
What a lovely way to finish that interview. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
So this is the Julian Dine remix of Epiphany. Remember writing this one?
Yeah, I love what Julian did with it. Love it.
Thank you, Nathan Haynes. That's Nathan Haynes from Nathan Haynes. So, questions from listeners. Yes, the remixes are on the re-released album. Remastered, re-released with extra mixes. All right, so that's about the album part of it. Now, the show part of it. Of course, the Real Groovy show is free for 5 o'clock at Real Groovy on tomorrow night, Friday night. And the show at the Civic is on Saturday, 24th of August. Saturday, 24th of August at the Civic, Nathan Haynes. And you can get your tickets from yesterday from Ticketmaster.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.